The teaching of the peerless founder Yudhguru Chodama Buddha Svayokhanis. By this may all sentient beings also meet the teaching of the peerless founder Yudhguru Chodama Buddha. Tomba lana mebe temba dan jawa dinda jeje din keva diyan jawa malu ba dinjo jeje dandan jayuro. With Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, completed your holy mind training and compassion for numberless eons. Numberless eons that you have completed your holy mind training and compassion towards us all sentient beings, and that you have sacrificed your life, your own holy body, and life, world, family members, numberless times, for three countless great eons, and has also practiced morality, patience, and perseverance, and concentration for three countless great eons, and completed the exercise this, completed two merits, merit wisdom, merit virtue, and actualized the Rupa Kaya Dharma Kaya, and revealed the unmistakable path, complete path of enlightenment for us, for me, and all sentient beings. So may I also bring all the sentient beings in your unmistakable path, and bring them to full enlightenment as quick as possible. Yedam Guru Ranam Dalaga Daya Me Da Praise Buddha Pundo Ingele Ichebe Yedumbe Ego Daya Indube Erewa Ekonwe Mare Ise Ja Ichije Ichebe Chaje Ito Ojala Ingele 다라람사담베샹야다츠진드베토마샤텐제제다남베바도제베네와시와진제라도소제와군도양다람마담담에츠제벨라롬제다람제연데라도멘도제창야구방유도소 다야도 무네 무네 마 무네 소아 다야도 무네 무네 마 무네 소아 다야도 무네 무네 마 무네 소 다야도 무네 무네 마 무네 소아 다야도 무네 무네 마 무네 소 겨완디야니도 다라마 투만 두주네 도와 지경마로 다랑 뭐
What I mentioned last night, to just in our daily life, when we encounter problems, unfavorable conditions. So what I mentioned last night was immediately to remember, without delay, immediately to remember that there is the result of one's past karma, motivated by self-chasing thought, and so the however the will of sharp open the karma created by self-chasing thought returned. You know, to turn to me this time, you see, today, you know, this time. So, to remember that. But then you use that as a weapon to destroy one's own ego or self-cherishing thought. Once when you are real enemy, that you are the enemy, the real enemy, the self-cherishing thought. So the will, the sharp of the will, will turning, you turn to the ego, cut the ego, destroy the self-chasing thought. As I mentioned in the Guru Puja section, Lojong, the whole, from Guru devotion up to enlightenment, the whole path is Lojong, thought transformation. Because everything is a transformation of mind, you see, it's everything Lojong. From Guru, all whole Lamrim teaching, from Guru devotion, up to enlightenment, all the teachings, the Lojong teachings. But then there, even though holding the Lojong, but then Lamrim and Lojong, so then there's Pacific. So I think that is a, I think that both those specific instructions or teachings are transforming the transform problems into happiness. In the life, when we have happiness, use that experience benefit of other sentient beings. Use that experience to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So when you do that, when you use that for bodhicitta, you see your happiness. In our daily life, when we experience happiness, so that is used, you see, to be the cause of all sentient beings' happiness. When we use that for bodhicitta, to achieve enlightenment. And when we encounter problems, sufferings, undesirable things, also use that, to achieve enlightenment. Use that to develop bodhicitta. And that when you do that, and in our life we experience problems, cancer, or whatever sickness, one has AIDS or sicknesses or relationship problems or failure in business, job, or whatever. Unfavorable condition or there's some undesirable things that you're experiencing. So however, so when you used to say, to develop the citta, then it becomes cause for enlightenment you're using. And that means you're using that, difficulties in life when you experience, sicknesses or whatever. It's becoming cause of happiness for all sentient beings. In the life, whatever happens, happy, unhappy, whatever happens, then most beneficial for sentient beings. So that's the best life. That's the most enjoyable life, best life. Happiest life. So purpose of life is not so much of long life. It's not so much of long life, short life, whatever happens. Whatever happens to make it most beneficial for sentient beings. Most beneficial for sentient beings. What if you're wealthy? If you're wealthy, it's most beneficial for sentient beings. If you're poor, poverty, experience poverty, make it most beneficial, that life, for sentient beings. If you're healthy, make it most beneficial for sentient beings. If you're unhealthy, make it most beneficial for all sentient beings. In short, so there are many other thoughts mentioned explained before, you see. So in short, main conclusion is the essence, of practice in the daily life. Whatever appearance, bad and good, you see, dislike in the daily life, there's something you like, and there's something you don't like. So you see, do not sang and not whatever appearance, bad and good appearance, happens to life. Do not sang and not just saying. You use it, to practice the five power, the essence of the whole, essence of the whole entire Buddha Dharma. Yes. the power of the white seat, collecting merits with sentient beings, with the Buddha Dharma, Guru Dharma Sangha. The power of prayers. And then, whenever there's an undesirable thing happens in life, immediately, without delay, immediately, you know, think is the shortcoming of self-cherishing thought. We say, recognize immediately this shortcoming of self-cherishing thought. First, that's what I mentioned last night and just before. You see, then harbor it. Like you think of somebody she gave harm to you, you know, abuse you or something, this and that, you know, how the person, the bad manner towards me, disrespect me or bad, you know, badly spoke to me. And say, what did you say? I've been very kind to that person. I have this help, but this person, you know, didn't even thank to me or didn't appreciate me. When I need help, he didn't help me, you know. Only rude, you know, only angry towards me, you know, all that thing. So I did this and that, you know, so many things, good things to him or her, but in return only, you know, insulting this and that. Anyway, so whatever happens, you know, even sickness, headache, then suddenly headache comes, suddenly some pain starts somewhere, immediately, you know, they say, shortcomings of self-cherishing thought. So it means that in the past, with self-cherishing thought, you see, did engage those, did harm others, however, you know, did negative action, you see, turn on virtues and of those. So anyway, however, then as a result, then this happened, you see, pain. So that's the explanation behind how this is the sudden tooth ache or some eye pain or something, you see, then we say back pain or knee pain or something, you see, immediate shortcomings of self-change, you see, blame for self-change, you see. Number three, stop. So you see. Blame, so ego. So instead of blame outside, blame the self-cherishing thought, you see. So without delay, second. So if we delay, then we blame outside. Then blame on somebody. So, then power prayer is and the conflict of power of the training, you know? Making familiar. So then power of attitude, conflict of power of attitude. So the power attitude. So that's what we have to when we wake up first thing in the morning, and that's what we have to practice, especially at the beginning of the day, the very beginning of the day, the minute when you wake up, and that's the first thing, that's the first thing to begin the day. You see, so. I will never allow myself to be under control of self-cherishing thought from now until the enlightenment is achieved, especially until death, especially today. And see, they never separate from bodhicitta until the enlightenment, especially until death, and especially today. So make more specific, more stronger, see? So determination.
you know, do not separate your bodhicitta. So, the power attitude depends on. So, you are planning your life, how you want to, your, the direction of your life, is planning how you're going to live life today, see. Generally, after enlightenment, especially until you die, especially today, how you're going to live life, live your life. So, making a very clear plan, you see. Not confused life, not confused life, you see. what's happening in your life, or, you know, where your life is going to, you know, not clear direction, not that, you see. So then you see, there's no security in your life. Your life is very insecure, because your direction is not clear. You see, purpose of your life is not clear. What is this? So then, very insecure. You don't know what's going to happen to your life. You see, very insecure, you see. Because your motivation lives, this is not clear. It's a negative self-cherishing thought or attachment, you know, this life. So direction of your life is just only suffering. Just only suffering. And then suffering, you know. They were human beings suffering, but suffering the Lord, you know. So the direction of your life becomes that. Where you're going to, where the life is going to go, become that, you see. So down, not up, you see. With self-cherishing thought, with the motivation, life, attachment, you see. That's, so then everything transformed into karma without motivation, you see. So like the white cloth, you know, that you dyed into black, made it black color or something, you see. The motivation, which is the negative, say. Negative. While I try to think of something. Try to think of something that, you know, one can behavior that in going to one culture, one country is good, but in other countries bad. I'm trying to think of something, but I'm sorry. Something like that. This one is good, but there's some other country that this one's bad. Bad.
One country is bad.
Oh, this one is bad. This one is good. This is bad. This is good. that is a good, great discovery today. I didn't even know there's a difference. I thought it's all the same. Because my culture is all the same. So, I don't know. There's something different in Japanese or something. Anyway, so they... So, I mean, in art, you know, so some people see this beautiful art, some people see disgusting. You know, similar a person, you know, when many people look at, somebody is ugly, somebody is very beautiful, some. Not pretty clear. So anyway, so one example is something that, you know, yeah, maybe the Goetra. I think the Goetra is here. In the country where there's no Goetra, then this having Goetra is very bad. But in the country where most people have Goetra, and they say it's quality,
So goitre is as a as something that beauty, you know. Having goitre is beauty, you know, something that it should have, you know. So most people have to say it's good. So it's good. So the virtue here and the virtue and non virtue is not like that. Not up to what up to different people interpret, not like that. Here, why they say non virtue, they say attachment, non virtue, subject, the attachment, you know. The anger is easy to understand with it. So attachment clinging to this life, why that is negative. Why that is negative? Because one reason if you analyze, you are like scientists, you are, you know, meditators, or scientists, or the psychology, or mind doctor, you know, the psychology, or you say yourself the inner scientist, the meditator. However, so while the attachment is rising, if you watch, if you examine, do you really get peace from that or not? Do you really feel peace in your within you, in your heart? No, there's no peace at all. There's pain. Instead of peace, there's pain when there's attachment, you know. So attached to, mind is sticked. Mind, like the like use the word sticked, mind is kind of sticked on the object. so difficult to separate from. So the pain of that, you see, so difficult to separate from, you know. So there's a mental pain, you see, mental sicknesses. So the mental factor to, by its own power, to its object, you see, grasp the. Attached. So if you watch, how's your mental state at that time? What effect you get? It's pain, no peace at all. That's very easy to discover. It's not difficult if you really watch while the strong attachment is rising. If you watch your mental continuum, you see, what is the peace, you see, or something tension, you know, tight or pain, you see. There's a huge differences. the death may happen right now, and today, this moment, suddenly can happen. You know? You see. The separation. Yeah. However, the death can happen today, in this moment. Can happen. You see. Suddenly you discover it doesn't make sense. Totally, nonsense to be clean. You see, whether it's a material object, whether it's a person, you see, person's body, suddenly it doesn't make any sense when you think of the reality, nature of the life, impermanence. The death can happen even today, even this moment. By the time tomorrow,
것이 순, you know, 어세, your name, you see, joined with the dead. So my name is Sopa, you see. Sopa is dead. The Lama Sopa is dead. You know? So sooner or later, it's very soon, you see, that people talk, right? You know? The Lama Sopa, dead. So we're dead, joined, you see. So, so this, anytime can happen. So see, your room become empty. Your room is become empty. Your body on the firewood. Skulls, you know, bones, you know, fat melting, you see. People, they, you know, they praying. So, or a coffin, the, you know, can be had any day. The body, your body, in the coffin, and people carry it, to the funeral, to the grave, to the, what do you call it? Funeral? Or what do you call the place? So, yeah, so where the body is buried,
Cemetery.
So, you see, any day that can happen, your body, anything, my body is in coffin. You know, this expensive coffin. See, from the house, we carry. You know, the Kasai Cemetery. So any day this can happen. Any day this can happen. You know, so you really think of the reality of life impermanence. You see, suddenly, your clothing, cars, all this, you know, then you see, then you see, the other's use and, the house can be, the house can feel empty. Your room is empty. Bed's empty. So it can happen. See. That, and some flowers put around the cemetery, down to, you know, consciousness there. The body is just there, consciousness there. That's it. Some flowers down. Similarly, so I got all the body on the firewood. See. Melting the fats of the, you know, bones, you see. so this can happen tomorrow, you know, anytime, this can happen. So, if you really think the reality of life impermanence, you know, so suddenly, there's peace. There's great peace in your heart. Doesn't see any purpose to be attached to, see, these things. So, doesn't see any purpose. Totally nonsense. So, see, so suddenly see you cut this desire, you know, causing problem all the time, unhappiness, you know, no satisfaction, doesn't give any satisfaction, doesn't give any peace, satisfaction in your heart. So, so that, yeah, this. So, all this constant dissatisfaction is all this. that nothing is enough. So always one more, better than this. So, however, suddenly there's quietness, peace in your heart. You see, free from attack, you know. Cut the desire, free the desire. Recently, also in Washington, the day of the offering gold medal, and I think that was mentioned also, is a, that's the inner balance. So
even though you're giving something to, even though you're doing something, you know, helping or giving something to other to the others, but your motivation is the purpose is to benefit yourself. You know, the subtraction thought is here. So, for your own benefit. So, he sort of said that's the inner violence. That's not inner peace, inner violence. You see. So, those subtraction thought, you see. So, attachment, you see. So, the motivation for that, you see. So, inner violence. Inner. So not sincere, not peaceful mind, is not sincere, it's your giving. But you're giving, but to benefit yourself, so search it all that time. So it's inner balance. Even outside looking kind of give. But in reality, in deep in your heart, to benefit yourself. Reputation, or see, to get help from that person, see. However, your happiness, see, to benefit. However, I'm saying, yeah. So, sorry, I'm not going to expand. So what Gautama Geshe said this, the other day, I don't remember exactly, so, Samba Jayudang, Ma Samba Chigi Lens. So you have hundreds of ideas, thoughts, you see. But in your life, whole problem, mistake is not having thought one, not having thought of the one thing. So that's what impairment is, that reality of life. So therefore, all the negative emotional thoughts, all the desire, and all this garbage or junk, you know, the mental junk. And then you are suffering, you have no peace, and suffering constantly. Suffering with the emotional mind, negative emotional mind. So you torture yourself. You torture yourself all the time. Put yourself in prison all the time. Prison of delusion, hallucination, etc. So the even one has the whole Sutra Tantra, all those hundred volumes Ganju, the Buddha's teaching Ganju, and 20 volumes all this Ganju, and all the besides those Pandit's commentaries, then all the Tibetan great masters, all the teaching. So even you know all those by heart and can understand, you see by heart. But then your heart is empty. But your heart is empty, and it is your inner life is suffering. Your heart is empty. No satisfaction. Not only no attainment, but not even satisfaction, contentment is achieved. So the heart, however, filled with many negative emotional thoughts, misery. Your heart is filled with misery. So that is because, so much knowledge, but not even taught one, the impermanence. So the mind doesn't get tamed, doesn't get subdued with all this knowledge, you see. what the mind doesn't get tamed, you see, no attainment. So, due to it, not having thought one, a very important one in the life. Which doesn't allow to practice Dharma, which doesn't allow the action to bring Dharma, attainment, see. Similar, as I mentioned before, one do billions of things, so busy, but, you see, But no inner development. But no inner development. Here is empty. Here your life is empty. Nothing happening there. Nothing happening further. Again, that is not happening for this one.
impermanence, like the reality of life impermanence is death. You see. So when the minute when you think, then all these billions of things, doesn't find any meaning. This what kept so busy doesn't find any meaning. So then only Dharma. Then Dharma comes from the heart. Then your mind becomes Dharma. Only then, see. So that then it becomes Dharma. Then attainment comes. Then one becomes a sincere person. So see. So similar. Somebody have done, I have done that retreat, this retreat, that retreat, this retreat, so many retreats. 3 years, this, that, this, 3 years, that, 3 years, this. Negative emotional thoughts, still same, or even worse. So stronger. However, so if somebody show disrespect to you, or some insulting words, then you see, say, suddenly get upset, angry. You know, your physical appearance, your face change. You know, suddenly become negative expression, negative mind, and you know. When they get angry, there's angry expression. So take that form, you see. So that, so easily affect how people behave and say, you know, and then react back. So that shows all those many years of retreat, however, so much number of mantras that done, however, So it shows, say, maybe they didn't become Dharma. You know, you didn't use those to benefit your heart, to help your mind, to tame your mind. You didn't use. You used outwardly, because you didn't use inwardly, say, to benefit your mind. You see, so again. Many years of meditation, somebody says, I've done meditation, everything. There's again this thing, not only you know, extensive study, all this, but then here, you see, somebody would say, oh, I've done meditation so many years, 3 years, this and that, that, you know. So many number of mantras, have so more number of mantra, done, then the person become more and more calm, more gentle, more kind, you know, more compassionate, more content. So that's a good sign. That means what he doing retreat, chanting mantra, all this benefited to his heart, become Dharma. So it means all those become Dharma. So there happens a situation. You see, somebody is doing retreat, did his retreat, and here mala, here holding mala, and here holding knife. And somebody came to bang the door. You see, somebody came to bang the door. Oh, somebody came to bang the door. Then you see, your decision. The anger, you see? Yeah. Bhavadra is a mantra, mala here. Then he has a knife in case you're cutting it. So it happened. I mean, not the man, the person wasn't able to come inside, you know, who were banging a door, but the person inside, you know, is holding a knife. It's mala. So that shows, you know, different Dharma. So this how your heart and Dharma gap, this gap between you see. Even though you are doing all these numbers, you know, correct numbers, So, So what I'm saying, so when you examine mind, while the attachment lasts, was negative non-virtual, so it doesn't bring peace. It doesn't give peace to your mental kingdom, disturbance to your mental kingdom. You see, pain, you know. So the function of what it does, so that is, you see, delusion, and so, non-virtue. As a result, so the action done out of that, is a negative karma. Why? The result is only suffering. Action done out of that, negative karma. And then the proof is the result is only suffering. Can be said also that way. So, you see, there's no happiness. Result only suffering. So therefore, it's negative action. But the result is something which you don't like to experience. See? So that. Oh. So anyway, delusion also, it obscures the mind. The attachment or function does obscures the mind. Not only disturb, but obscures the mind. To see, as I mentioned yesterday, to see the impermanent phenomena, the impermanence, cultural phenomena, to see within the impermanence, it obscures to see the impermanent nature. It obscures to see the dirty body, the body which contains the dirty thing. So the which nature is dirty, and you know, there is the reality. You see, it obscures to see that dirty. You see, so then the it's clean, pure. You see, wrong. It hallucinates. You see. Is wrong, say, projection, you see. So then the, say, 17, is feeling, say, some sort of suffering, you see. And you say, which is suffering, then it obscures to see suffering, you know, the hallucinations, you see. To cling, you know, believe that's real pleasure, then you see, cling on that, you see. So, however, it obscures to see the reality, you know. So it interferes, it becomes obstacle for, it doesn't allow to achieve liberation. Because it obscures to see that suffering is suffering, you know, is some sort of pleasure with suffering. So it obscures to see that is suffering. So, you know, so pleasure, and hallucinate that. Attached to that, then you don't achieve liberation. Also, the real happiness, ultimate happiness, you never achieve. So that then, and also, attachment obscures the mind to also to see the emptiness, this meaning of selflessness, and the selflessness, personal selflessness, like this. The ultimate reality of the phenomena, ultimate reality of the mind, it obscures. You see. So these delusions not only disturbing but also obscures the mind. So however, so going back, I don't remember what what was the connection, but anyway, so going back and to finish this, so the also in Guru Puja I mentioned Rangya Jebra is a bit Jonah the other member. Rangya Jinjin Rangya Jebra is a bit Jonah the Mindy Tunga Jebra Jutan Lelenda La Kundu Sungje Tazin Dunde Jumba Chinjiru. Please grant me blessings. to be able to see the self-cherishing thought, this chronic disease, means this disease one has, this mental sickness is one had from beginningless rebirth. So it's a, so this very most severe the chronic disease. The person oneself is the most severe. This is to see that this is a cause arising all the undesirable sufferings, all the obstacles to attainment, all the obstacles for happiness. So put the blame on the self-cherishing thought. See? Kundu sun jede, harbor it. Like you harbor outside enemy, somebody who harm you, abuse you, you harbor for your whole life. You harbor, you know, father did this, somebody did this. Then you make yourself sick your whole life. And you cry and you make yourself so sick. In your mind make yourself so sick. You know, this to me is this. And your whole life, some years so sick. Your way of thinking, negative way of thinking, make you sick. Yeah, make you sick. See, whole life. So that you see, I can't enjoy the life. Your mind creates this pain in your heart. So, harbor. So now that's wrong. But here, harbor is the harm that self-cherishing thought gives you all the time from beginningless rebirth. Harbor it and transcendental transition, but then to cut this great demon self-cherishing thought, you see. So the question of blessing for all these two. To be able to, first of all, to be able to see, this is the door of, door, yeah. Cause for all the undesirable sufferings, all the obstacles, every single undesirable, big or small, you experience in life, everything, come from such and such. To be able to see that. Then to put the blame back immediately to say that. Harbor and cut the great demon, the self-cherishing thought which is within you. So here I add one thing. Yeah, so not only blame to that, but also not only blame to that, but you give, but you give this problem, this obstacle, whatever it is, dislike, something that we dislike, you know, give it. Blame it, but you give it, you give the problem, you see, that pain, that sin, whatever, the relationship problem, whatever, you give it to that. So, also, the problem itself, you give it back to the, given to you by self-sharing, but now you give it back to the self-sharing, so destroy it. So I can edit that on that. So it becomes a very, it's like atomic bomb, see? Over the great demon self-cherishing thought, enemy. So it becomes extremely powerful. so it becomes most enjoyable life. Most enjoyable life, see? Happiest life. So you don't find any obstacle in the life. So all the obstacles, any end of you, become so beneficial to destroy your enemies of chaste thought, so that you can have bodhicitta in your heart. You see, destroy enemy of the bodhicitta, so you can have bodhicitta and ask Buddha Jiva in your heart. Source of which is source of happiness of yourself, which is source of all your happiness after enlightenment, all the Buddha's infinite qualities, what Buddha's holy body, holy spiritual mind has. So, comes from your bodhicitta. So, ichi from your body. So, and then your bodhicitta, which is source of happiness of all the sentient beings. You know, from your bodhicitta, you the one person bodhicitta, numberless helpings, hungers, animal, human beings, sura, asura, enemies, numberless sentient beings, they achieve enlightenment. They achieve all the happiness of bodhicitta. So that, so self-charity is the enemy to that bodhicitta, to destroy. So as the happiest life. So what I was saying, some say last night, that and taking other symptoms, suffering yourself, using the problem of one experience. So however, whatever difficulty, obstacle, one experience. So if we're able to see, first of all, so you see, when we encounter, then to think, this is my most exciting life. I think I'm so fortunate. So fortunate. This is the happiest life. So see, so if we have to, we say gradually the small problems, small pain, we're able to use that bodhicitta situation like the cause of all sentient beings. Then more we develop bodhicitta, then we're able to utilize also the bigger pains, problems. You see, also that happens. Then we're able to use bodhicitta practice to achieve enlightenment. It's an obstacle. Then it becomes quickest cause to achieve enlightenment for something. Because so experience that, you know, we have all sentient beings. So it becomes the most powerful one, say, purification. Purify many years need karma. When you experience for sentient beings, some very powerful purification and collect numberless merits. So they, for whom you are experiencing this problem, sentient beings numberless. Whose suffering you are taking on yourself is numberless. So, see, collect numerous guys' merits. So it becomes quicker path to achieve enlightenment, and quicker path to enlighten, or you the one person, liberate and number of sentient beings from suffering and enlighten them quicker. So that's why, that's why, even Mithya Buddha generated bodhicitta, became bodhisattva much earlier. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha generated bodhicitta much later, but Guru Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened much earlier than before Mithya Buddha. That's because Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's bodhicitta is strong, compassion is stronger than Mithya Buddha's bodhisattva. You see, it's compassion. So both of them saw the five Taka family die in starvation, and both of them went back home, and they were brothers. So then Guru Shakyamuni Buddha alone came back, and then he gave his body to the five Taka family who died in starvation. But Mithya Buddha, when the Buddha said, didn't do that. But Guru Shakyamuni Buddha passed life did that. So, example like that. So that's why Guru Shakyamuni Buddha even generated bodhicitta much later, but became enlightened much earlier. And and he said, So the great yogi the Gesul Chimbuwa, in the Vajrayogini, the Dalai Lama story. One Geshe Guru Nampuchabhava came to go to a place called Odi
in a way, he do last practice, the tantric practice, you know, tantric contact, you know, just before achieving enlightenment. So he was on the way to the Odi. So there was a really big river. There was a big river, and then a big river. And then there's one woman there, totally, you know, there, filled with leprosy disease, and pus and blood coming out, you see. Something, you know, kind of very, very awful, you know, kind of terrifying, very, very awful one, you see. Looking very dirty, you see. Yeah. Mm. So Nagarjuna, she asked Nagarjuna, you see, the yogi, you see, please take me the other side of the river. I didn't take Nagarjuna, passed through. And then later, his disciple, Gezul Tsembawa, who was living 36 miles, came. Then she asked the same question to him, even though he was a monk, but without any hesitation, that unbearable compassion arose to this woman. And he took the woman on his back, and without the inspired woman, or all the sicknesses you can get, without any hesitation. Then when he reached the middle of the river, even didn't get across, but the middle of the river, then this then you see this become the deity, you know, enlightened being, there's a pangmo, the same, but we can use the same. There's a pangmo. So then she took him in the pure land, Tabakaju. the Vajrayogini was from a pure land. So if you are able to be born there in this Tabakaja pure land, definitely you become enlightened there. And most of the pure land doesn't have that opportunity. And most of the pure land, you know, they're incredible, like Deva realm is unbelievable, great pleasure, you know, enjoyment. But then again, even you have to be born lower realms afterwards, you see, the same. So as Amitabha pure land, go to some lamas, and then Jabji Girisna Rinpoche, Jabji Dhammar Rinpoche, Lujan Rinpoche, then from that, and then you will get reborn Amitabha pure land, then you will never get reborn in the lower realms. But but there's no opportunity to practice Tantra, so you can't achieve enlightenment there. There, Bodhisattvas, they have to pray, and who are born there, the Bodhisattvas, they have to pray to be born back to the world, the southern continent. Here, the Tantra teaching exists. So in this southern continent, in the human continent, in our continent, so to be born here, to practice Tantra, to achieve enlightenment. So my guru, when I asked by correspondence, so Rinpoche answered that you can achieve enlightenment here, you can practice Tantra there. So there's a different. However, the definite one is that Tabakaju, the Vajrayogini, that's from pure land. So therefore, so it's an enlightened being, but Gezu Tsumpawa, so only ordinary being, full of disease, that was very dirty, see. But because this unbearable compassion arising, thinking is ordinary sentient being suffering, so didn't get to cross the whole river, just the middle, during that duration while it's carrying her. All his so much need karma purified, all the defilements so much purified. You see, by strong compassion, unbearable compassion. So now his view, so before his ordinary view, projected by his ordinary mind, impure mind. You see, now that's purified. That karma, that coming obscuration, which makes you see that ordinary being, purified, it's gone. So now pure mind. So now you see the enlightened being. You have totally pure, you see, view of the enlightened being. So like that, just, you know, carry just half of the river, but strong compassion. So you see, the purification, you see, so strong. And she, without need to die, leave the body in the world, with this body, she took, Dr. Pamo took him, with the same body in the pure land and become enlightened there. But his guru, the yogi Naropa, didn't pay attention to her So nothing happened, you see. So here, what the reason why what I was saying here, so when you dedicate your life for others, when you have sicknesses, problems, when you experience for others for the sake of all sentient beings, you see, taking their sufferings on yourself, their problems on yourself, cancer, whatever it is. So how that is unbelievable. So many eons need to come and get purified. Unconceivable, you see. Scarce merits you collect, and you are able to achieve enlightenment so much quicker. Which means you're able to enlighten all the symptoms with quicker, number of symptoms. You the one person able to enlighten number of symptoms with quicker. So, from such the stories, you can see the proof. You see how it becomes a quick path to enlightenment. So this is not talking tantra. This is just the sutra. But the bodhicitta, the rising such strong compassion to sentient beings, so dedicating your life to, dedicate your life to one sentient being, you see, sacrifice. You see? From such these stories, this is not the only story, there's so many other stories. You can see how quick, able to go to Pure Land with this body. Yeah, even without crossing the whole river and to achieve enlightenment there, you see. So this also becomes the reason how every sentient being, how your enemy, including your enemy, how every sentient being is most precious, most kind one. Because if you generate compassion, strong compassion, you see, all the attainment, you see, enlightenment, you know, the sky's qualities, Buddha's holy body, Holy Spirit, mind has all those unbelievable qualities, the eye of the Sabbath. So you achieve all that from this one sentient being. When you generate compassion from this one sentient being, you get all this. So therefore, every sentient being is the most, every insect, every person who gets angry to you or who criticizes you, everybody is most precious, kindest one in your life. So that, so going back, power of prayer, the power of prayer, you see. Praying then always is always, you know, to not separate from bodhicitta. That is to change bodhicitta, to develop bodhicitta. Collecting merits by making offering to Triple Gem, collecting merits by me, doing service to sentient being. Then you use that most merit to actualize bodhicitta, you know, the power of training. So you train your mind, bodhicitta is the main project in your life. Train the mind, bodhicitta. So every single act, when you go to sleep with bodhicitta, when you eat with bodhicitta, when you dress up with bodhicitta, when you go for a job, with bodhicitta, when you wash with bodhicitta, so everything, Jebje Kunun Lama was mentioned in the praise of bodhicitta. And other teachings. So the happiness, when there's happiness, comfort, experience with the jitta, when one experiences a problem with the bodhicitta, live with the bodhicitta and die with the bodhicitta. So that's the training, power of training, the one of the power
Yeah, there are five powers. As well. And by using the, whatever happens, suffering happens, they're using this to practice, you know, the five power. Then this way, then utilize it to develop the true bodhicitta, absolute bodhicitta, wisdom, realized emptiness, and then conventional bodhicitta. Chanchu semi pewe lampi desu, utilizing the path to develop this true bodhicitta. Yide bachiko machijiro. Then this way, always to keep the mind happy. Yide bachiko, always, you know. So only meditate, you see, meditate is only the mind to be in only in a happy state. So the request and blessing is for this after all this practice like that. Awesome. So the from where I started. It's a long way, so I can't. So I don't remember. But so anyway, yeah. So yeah, then before the death comes, I must make sure to see to the beautiful Lord and put a hand. But not on that to feel samsara. Not on that. Must achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all my kind mothers and beings, okay? They were going to all mission the godness. So again obstacle happened, you know? Yeah. For the all transmission. So if you recite this mantra seven times before you read a text, you see, if you chant this mantra seven times, then you see the recitation becomes like 10 million, you see. So, like Sangha Sutra or Golna, or I am Dishri Sangha Sutra, or whatever you read or you recite, whatever, you see, before you chant this mantra seven times, then it increases, multiplies, you see, like, say, 10 million, like that. So it's a very, this is due to Buddha's compassion and Buddha's power. Buddha can make the mantra has that power, can bless the mantra has that power, to benefit us, to make sure that.
Sharia Nāsiyāsāṁ bācāvā śārīpa ca tamācāyā tālāyā ca māyāṁ tācāyā yobhāṁ māyāṁ no cārīpa rījīpa māyāṁ rījīpa khāṁ nālā śrītītā te saṁcāyā māyāṁ tāyā 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 śrītītā te saṁcā
주저와 제자와 대시아리에버 드니 스스로 잡아오 내가 좀 된대 라자당 내 마셔버 되겠소 좀 된대 리지범으로 예범왕에서 예 대바라 양도 주범은 양선제 예 대바라 양도 주범은 양도 주범은 양도 주범은 양도
이마메오다
Sangye